The Defense Acquisition University plays a vital part in training defense agencies to deliver warfighting capabilities to the government. Nearly 25 years after it opened its doors, DAU is still evolving to give the acquisition workforce the tools it needs to do its job. James Woolsey is president of DAU. He spoke with Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller at NCMA's 34th Annual Government Contract Management Symposium about the changes DAU has made and what changes are coming in the future.
We're certainly in the middle of another change in DAU. There's really been three phases in DAU's history. One was building it in the first place and the certification structure and everything that went with that and building the classes that people know us for. And the second was to move a lot of that classwork online. People discovered how valuable or how cost-effective that was. And we're actually leading many people in industry now where two-thirds or three-quarters of our classes are taught online. Now we're doing more than, we're emphasizing more than the classes and the courses. We want to make DAU not just a place you come to, but a place that comes to you. And we're working on how to bring people information at their workplace. We're putting a lot of effort into what we call workflow learning. We want to really be a presence at people's workplace on the job, particularly online, of course, by giving them tools they can use, things they use every day. The idea being that you take a course and you learn what you need to know, but you really want to know it at the time you need it. And we want to bring information to people right at the time they need it. That's something we call workflow learning, a way we come to you rather than you coming to us.
It's that whole concept of just-in-time.
Yes.
Logistics, just-in-time, providing the needs, the products, the services that the warfighter needs, you're just doing it in a different way.
Yes, and it can be tremendously powerful. We have some tools that people have downloaded 20,000 times that are helping, that's showing us that it's something they need that's helping them do their job, and we think that's very powerful.
Workflow learning, you talked about that as the kind of the next evolution of DAU. One of the things about workflow learning, I can imagine, is finding the right balance, meaning as you're bringing it to somebody, when do they want it and how quickly can they access it and how quickly can they absorb the material and then put it to use? What's the process for how you guys do that?
It's something we're learning and everybody is learning. The entire learning community is figuring out the best way to bring information to people. What's really changed in the time of our careers has been that we used to be in an information-poor environment, where if there was one pamphlet or book on your subject, you were golden and you got everything you could out of that. Now there's so much information out there that workflow learning is about creating tools, but also helping people find those tools. For all of us in this information-rich world, it's how you get what you want out of that big sea of information. We're building a new website to do that. We're using social media. We're trying all those tools to get people the information they need out of this large sea that they have to work in.
I love that the term you just used, we used to be information poor, because at the time when everything was based on books or magazine articles or like NCMA conferences, that's the one place you could go to. But this just shows how much things have progressed over the last 15, 20 years, where now you're probably information overload. You went from one end of the spectrum to the other. Would you agree?
Yes. And we're working very hard to help to bring people's attention to a thing they really need, whether it's a policy thing or tools. We want to connect that to the classroom. So increasingly, the classroom is going to be about the team building and the problem solving, the critical thinking I talked about, but also pointing them to resources they can get to later so they can find what they need.
One of the things about any educational institution, they got to listen to, obviously, to their students. What types of things are you hearing from your students? They want more online, we know that, but they want that hands-on experience. What else are they asking for?
We collect a lot of metrics on students, and we're really happy that they get a lot out of our classes. They enjoy them. That's always fun. But they find them useful. We get good reviews about our instructors. Maybe the surprising thing, though, especially when people talk about the generation, everyone says this is the online generation. They want everything online. They actually like classes. They like to get together with their fellow students. They like the interaction. I hear a lot about how powerful the connection between the Army, Navy, and Air Forces, where they can see their colleagues from the other services. So actually, we hear that the classroom experience is really important. In fact, it even makes them like their jobs better. We did a little survey for Mr. Kendall about how the workforce felt about their career, about whether they're making a difference. And the ones who finished a classroom class scored significantly better on how they like their career than the ones online. So it actually makes them feel better about what they're doing.
Well, I think mostly people want to have that interaction with people. They don't want to be chained to their desk or just chained to their computer where they're just reading something all the time. They want to be able to ask questions, which leads me down the path of, okay, so if you can't bring people together all the time because of budget issues and other challenges, online chats and webinars and things of that nature, how much is that playing a role now, you know, today versus maybe a year ago, 5 years ago?
They're becoming more important all the time. Distance learning, we have some courses that we teach in remote locations so people can interact in that way, and the technology is getting better all the time. Another thing we do is actually go out to their workforce and do workshops at their workplace when they need it. That's another way DAU is coming to them rather than them coming to us. And that's something else we get very good feedback on, and it's feedback we love to hear, like, we were going to get protested on that contract. We were sure of it. But DAU helped us. We didn't get protested. We saved 6 months on our program. That's the kind of thing you like to hear. So we go out there to help them with that.
Making sure contracting officers and specialists are ready for the most complicated cases is a major focal point for training at the Defense Acquisition University. James Woolsey is president of DAU. In the second part of his two-part interview, Woolsey tells Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller about the biggest challenges educators face when it comes to training future contracting officers and specialists.
The two things we're working on the most are to, in the classroom and in the courses, to help students with critical thinking. We want to give them ambiguous problems to solve. We want to give them difficult problems. We want them to see both sides of problems, those kind of thinking exercises. That's really important as the workforce moves forward and deals with much more a more complicated world and more things to know. The second challenge is what I just said to you, that we're in this information-rich environment. We've got to figure out how to come to the workforce and give them the information they need. We actually did an infographic that in the form of Mr. Kendall doing a Valentine to the workforce. Now, that might sound sort of silly, but it actually got a lot of attention. And it's an example of experimenting to bring people's attention to the things they need to see. We would need to do more of that.
And I think that sometimes it's the simple things, like Mr. Kendall doing a Valentine. You would think, how silly is that? Why would people take that seriously? But people will click on it, as long as it's not a spearfishing attack, right? You got to be careful and people don't get confused over with the cybersecurity challenges. But sometimes it's just little things that work so well. I'm speaking with James Woolsey, the president of the Defense Acquisition University, at the NCMA Government Conference. One thing about DAU that I think is always important is you guys don't work by yourselves. You work closely with the Federal Acquisition Institute. You actually provide a lot of training for non-DOD, if you will, customers. Talk a little bit about that relationship with FAI and how you're bringing in some of the civilian world.
We work very closely with FAI in all ways, from working with Ann Rung, the administrator from OFPP, on her ideas about what the workforce needs and some things we can do, down to the courses that we teach are used by FAI and the rest of the workforce. And we coordinate what's in the curriculum to make sure that what we're providing for DOD is also useful to the rest of the workforce. There are, of course, big differences. There are special things in defense. But contracting particularly, as you know, is very common. And we share a lot with FAI, work closely with them.
I remember talking to probably your predecessor, Frank Anderson, at one point, and it's a number of years ago now, obviously, but he mentioned that there was always a decent percentage, if you will, of civilian agency contracting officers taking courses at DAU. Has that percentage stayed about the same? Has it gone up or down? Give me a sense of what you're seeing in terms of the acceptance or the need from the civilian world.
I don't know if the percentages have gone up or down. There certainly are students who do that. The courses are interchangeable. If you've earned it in the non-DOD workforce, it counts in DOD. Also, that tool I mentioned to you earlier, the 20,000 downloads, more than 10% of those came from outside of DOD. So the outside workforce is taking advantage of our online workflow assets also.
And I think that's so important, because in this age of when training gets cut so often and people complain that there's not enough training, having a partnership with DAU is very important. When you look out, if we have this conversation again next year, when we have this conversation again in 3 years or 5 years, you talked about the workflow training. What's the fourth evolution of DAU? Where do you see DAU going?
I really want to see the workflow part be an increasingly large part of what DAU is, and I want all those things to be integrated so that when we go to a site to help people out, we're actually using the things online that they've already seen. We use online assets in the classroom, and the lines between those things become blended so that DAU is part of what people are doing every day and helping them every day. We want that to be increasingly true.
And from a perspective of the students, are you seeing a change in the students? Are they younger? Are they older? Are they more mid-level ones? Because I think one of the complaints about the acquisition workforce we hear, or the challenges, I should say, is the bathtub effect, right? You have some at the end of their career, you have some at the beginning of the career, and not a lot in the middle. Are you seeing any changes in terms of who makes up the acquisition workforce?
No question. I mean, I don't know about you, but I haven't aged a bit. I'm exactly the same age, but the workforce I see gets younger every year. It's a funny thing. Have you noticed that?
I've noticed that a little bit. I like to tell people I'm not getting older. I'm just getting shorter.
So we certainly have what you described. In fact, people talk about the baby boomers retiring. The peak retirement year for the contract and career field of the baby boomers was 2012. So we're in the middle of that. That experience is going out the door, and we have younger people coming in. And there are differences in learning styles. There are differences in their expectations, particularly about information. They don't expect to get a book and highlight it in yellow and put it up on their shelf. That's not how it works. But they're also exciting to watch. They have a lot of energy. They're really enthusiastic about what they do. I love to sit in classes and see that energy and see how anxious they are to learn.
And I think that's can't be underestimated, the importance of being anxious to learn. I mean, if people are just doing contracting because they have to do it, it's a job, then they're not going to be as successful, and they're not going to make the government better. And I think in the end, what part of your job as both president of DAU and more broadly DAU is to really put that excitement into their life. I mean, that sounds weird, but really, you got to be happy to go to work every day, at least in my opinion.
We certainly are. And at DAU particularly, we have the great advantage of a great mission. It's easy to imagine how we can get excited about coming to work every day when our ultimate customer are the men and women out there doing dangerous things to defend the country. That's an easy mission to inspire people about and get inspired about, and I really enjoy doing it.
James Woolsey is the president of the Defense Acquisition University. Speaking there with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, it's easy to share this interview with your colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share.